This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Hey, again, I just want to thank the people at Goldline for making this serial possible. People around the world are losing trust in governments. Is your family prepared for the next crisis? The world markets are reflecting our despair, and I don't know what tomorrow will bring. Make sure your family is protected. Turn to the recognized safe haven asset that has been a valued storehouse of wealth for centuries. It's gold. Call Goldline, the only company that I trust and recommend it. You know and I know that the world is on fire. People don't trust their government. The world markets are reflecting all of this. Deutsche Bank is down 20% in the last 10 days alone. I don't know what it's done lately. But I want you to call Goldline, the only company that I trust and recommend. These are really good people. 877-370-COIN. 877-370-COIN. Goldline also offers their groundbreaking price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So call 877-370-COIN. 55-year history of helping people just like you, just like me. Read their important risk information and find out if gold or silver is right for you. Goldline. 1-877-370-COIN or goldline.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The notion that I... or Hillary, or Democrats, or whoever you want to choose, are hell-bent on taking away folks' guns is just not true. And I don't care how many times the NRA says it. I'm about to leave office. There have been more guns sold since I've been president than just about any time in U.S. history. There are enough guns for every man, woman, and child in this country. And at no point have I ever proposed confiscating guns from responsible gun owners.
If Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have never advocated taking guns from responsible gun owners, then why do they both keep suggesting that we could use as a model for the United States the gun laws in Britain and Australia? Two countries that have taken guns out of the hands of responsible gun owners. For American citizens who don't believe that confiscation can happen in the United States of America, here's a clue. It already has.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That was the announcement by the police in New Orleans, Louisiana, in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. One elderly woman who had plenty of food stored up, a gun for protection, and wanted to stay in her home rather than flee to a shelter, was backed into a corner of her kitchen by six police officers who'd shown up to remove her.
You're in shock. I'm saying, look at all my food. I got plenty of food. They kept pushing me back, and ended up like this.
Then, Patty showed them a small revolver she was carefully holding in the palm of her hand. A camera crew was there to capture what unfolded next.
I said, it's not even loaded. And I dropped it on the floor.
You got a gun.
Well, they punched me in the face.
Relax now.
Look at my black and blue marks. Look at what they did to me. They dragged me out of here. I really thought they were going to kill me.
She was far from the only one.
We had identification. We were coming back from a house that we were taking the weapons out of so criminals wouldn't break in and steal them. And we've had policemen tell us that that's what they wanted us to do. But not the sheriff in St. Tammany. They just wanted to confiscate them from us.
We felt like criminals at the time when they come up to us with M16s or AR-15s, whatever it was, but there were four of them with rifles and holding on us with our hands in the air until they got in our boat.
The officer's parting remark was chilling.
They took them. And they didn't have a right to take them. They didn't have a reason to take them. That was the thing. We did nothing wrong. But they took them anyway. He said, be thankful we're taking your guns here. Why should I be thankful? Well, if they catch you with them on land, they're going to take you straight to jail.
Residents of New Orleans, assuming that they were still living in the United States of America under the protection of the Constitution, could not believe what was happening.
These cops came out of nowhere, said stop, and asked, do we have weapons in the car? And I told him, yeah, I do. He said, get out the vehicle. Had us all sit cross-legged in front while they searched the vehicle. I had a .22 long rifle. My tenants girlfriend had a .22 Pearl Handle revolver given to her by her grandmother or grandfather.
But Robert couldn't believe what he watched police do next to his rifle and his friend's Pearl Handle revolver.
I saw them smash her gun given to her by grandmother, grandfather, just against the curb. The other things that they busted up, the .22 rifle they busted up, these were police officers that went too far. We didn't have any rights. I mean, they treated us like criminals. They treated us like if we were in a third world country.
There are literally hundreds of stories like these from citizens living in an American city, assuming that the Second Amendment would prevent this kind of action from their government.
So they said, okay, we're seizing these weapons. So I said, I want a receipt for my guns. They said, no, we're not giving receipts. Said, if we give receipts, we'd be out here all day writing receipts for all the weapons we've confiscated. It made me angry when they told me to go get a lawyer if I wanted my guns back. That's when I really got angry.
So with the city in disarray, and in fact bordering on anarchy during the struggle to recover from the devastation of the hurricane, law-abiding citizens who stayed behind to take care of their property were left defenseless. In a city that could be considered the murder and violent crime capital of the nation, there are those who would be ecstatic at the possibility of disarming all Americans permanently. For instance, Hollywood's Matt Damon. He's one of them. He's made these comments while promoting a movie in Australia.
You guys did it here in one fell swoop, and I wish that could happen in my country, but it's not. It's such a personal issue for people that we cannot talk about it sensibly.
It's difficult to have a sensible conversation when people don't understand fundamental God-given rights like the Second Amendment. And then when there's an elitist group of left-wing radicals who just don't understand how, why, or what the American Founding Fathers were thinking or trying to guard against when they adopted that portion of the U.S. Constitution. On the other hand, there are a select few who do understand. Kurt Russell is somebody who understands several truths.
The last thing I like to watch is entertainers or actors get political. It's just something I can't stand watching.
But a reporter with an anti-gun agenda pushed him into being what he despises, an actor talking politics.
Between Paris and San Bernardino, there's this thing that sudden violence as a normal day-to-day aspect coming from the gun culture, coming from everything else. It's a different vibe, you know?
I don't understand the concepts of conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since, what, the 7th century or something?
Well,
I don't know.
We all know that right now guns is a trope. It's a totem. It's a metaphor that disenfranchised white guys need. It makes them feel good because they're being...
You can say what you want. I don't agree with that. So it's not my thing.
But it's statistically...
If you think that gun control or something like that is going to change a terrorist point of view, I think you're like out of your mind. I think anybody is. I think it's absolutely insane. The problem we're having right now is that we don't have the concepts of how to turn it around and say, you know, You may think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do. And that's going to worry you a lot more. And that's what we need.
It may also surprise some to hear rapper Ice-T take a British reporter to task.
Well, I give up my gun when everybody else does.
And is that
doesn't that make sense?
Well,
doesn't that make sense? I mean, if you were to, if there were guns here, would you want to be the only person without one?
So do you carry guns...
Not
routinely at home. I mean, you have a gun at home?
Yeah, it's legal in the United States. It's part of our Constitution. You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny. Not to hunt, but hunt. It's to protect yourself from the police.
And do you see any link between that and these sorts of incidents?
No. Nah, not really. You know what I'm saying? If somebody wants to kill people, you know, they don't need a gun to do it.
Makes it easier, though, doesn't it?
Not really. You can use you can strap explosives on your body. They do that all the time.
So when there's the inevitable backlash of the anti-gun lobby as a result of this incident, as it always is.
Well, that's not going to change anything in the United States. The United States is based on guns.
The incredulous attitude of the British reporter was obvious, especially given that the perception of so many in England and around the world is that in the United States, people are being slaughtered by guns in numbers too great to even count. So let's go beyond the perception. What are the actual facts? In Britain, where possession of handguns is illegal, the rate of violent crime is 2,034 crimes per 100,000 people. That is more than four times the rate of the United States, where there are only 466 violent crimes per 100,000. As you might expect, the United States has the highest rate of gun ownership in the world at 88 guns per 100 citizens. Yemen is a distant second at 54.8. Yet Honduras has the highest intentional homicide rate in the world at 91.6 per 100,000. The United States is close. It's actually 103rd at 4.8. Another amazing statistic, of course never shared in the media, is that 200,000 times a year, a woman in America uses a gun to defend herself against sexual abuse. 200,000 times every year. But when it comes to attacking gun rights in the U.S., the facts be damned for the progressive left.
People who we know have been on ISIL websites, living here in the United States, U.S. citizens, and we're allowed to put them on the no-fly list when it comes to airlines, but because of the National Rifle Association, I cannot prohibit those people from buying a gun. This is somebody who is a known ISIL sympathizer.
First of all, if someone has visited an ISIL website, does that make them automatically an ISIL sympathizer? Could they be on the site for, let's say, research for a radio program, or by mistake, or because they're curious? And of course, it is easier to put someone on the no-fly list than it is to take away a constitutional right. If there was a 28th Amendment and it stated rapid, timely travel being a necessity to a nation's economic growth, the right to be seated on a jet engine aircraft and to get from point A to point B shall not be infringed, well, then it would be a lot harder to put somebody on the no-fly list. But like so many progressives, Barack Obama never seems to concern himself with the actual facts, especially when it comes to gun rights.
We flood communities with so many guns that it is easier for a teenager to buy a Glock than get his hands on a computer or even a book.
That was the statement so patently ridiculous that even the liberal fact-checking site PolitiFact went so far as to label it flawed. Flawed? Yeah, I mean, keep in mind it is PolitiFact we're talking about, who also termed Obama's claim mostly false. Mostly false? Is that kind of like mostly dead? But this is where America is today in the battle to retain its Second Amendment rights. One slip up from a Second Amendment supporter brings widespread condemnation and ridicule from the media. But an anti-gun president of the United States can claim that your 14-year-old is more likely to have a fully automatic Glock G20 on their nightstand than a heartwarming copy of The Fault in Our Stars. The first step in protecting and defending the Constitution is knowing that there is an ongoing attack. And while progressives certainly have contempt for the Second Amendment, they also know that the vast majority of Americans cherish the Constitution, including, if not especially, the Second Amendment. So progressive politicians continue to walk the fine line between appearing to support the Constitution while at the same time desperately trying to curtail or eliminate American citizens' gun rights. The only way to stop them is with an informed, vigilant, and active citizenry.
Glenn Beck.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Want more serials? You can listen to every episode at glennbeck.com/serials.
Next week, we'll revisit Hillary Clinton's scandalous past.
Hey, again, I just want to thank the people at Goldline for making this serial possible. People around the world are losing trust in governments. Is your family prepared for the next crisis? The world markets are reflecting our despair, and I don't know what tomorrow will bring. Make sure your family is protected. Turn to the recognized safe haven asset that has been a valued storehouse of wealth for centuries. It's gold. Call Goldline, the only company that I trust and recommend it. You know and I know that the world is on fire. People don't trust their government. The world markets are reflecting all of this. Deutsche Bank is down 20% in the last 10 days alone. I don't know what it's done lately, but I want you to call Goldline, the only company that I trust and recommend. These are really good people. 877-370-COIN. 877-370-COIN. Goldline also offers their groundbreaking price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So call 877-370-COIN. 55-year history of helping people just like you, just like me. Read their important risk information and find out if gold or silver is right for you. Goldline. 1-877-370-COIN or goldline.com.